Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl Mo from ATL Podcast Network. You're now tuning in to my show, Mo About Nothing. Come chill with me weekly on ATLPN.com. Now, let's start the show. Jesus. Oh no, baby. What is you doing?
And tell everybody me and Mo kissing the show. So last week
we got a lot out, didn't we? Mo, we cool now. We good.
Oh yeah, y'all was beefing last week.
Beef. Not salmon, beef.
Well
and
done.
And I don't even eat beef like this.
So. We good. We good now.
It depends until your next infraction.
Okay. Oh, good.
Whoa. So, you know.
You're collecting demerits over here, so calm down.
You know, it's just, you know, yeah. He's been cool this week. Like, I think he's been, like.
I calibrated myself. I remember the specifics of that argument now. that disagreement.
I calibrated myself. So.
Yeah, he was really cool this week.
Because I'm down to zero.
Because he threw T in there. He threw DeMarco.
Therese, he said that you was going to be the next host of the show.
Oh, yeah.
He said it was
that one in like that.
He said it was going to be Mo About Nothing hosted by Therese DeMarco. Tuesdays with
your
Therese.
Name.
Hey, just to fuck with him, man. Just have it like every time.
I bet.
Y'all must have been getting Therese last week.
Well, we did get Therese last week.
You know, I fucked
week.
Up because I was telling her that, you know, we missed her and stuff. We're worried about her. Don't ever do that.
What she do?
Oh, she played y'all like some simps.
Yeah.
She was like, y'all simple ass niggas. I was busy.
Sometimes I like to hang back and just sit and do my own thing.
Don't be talking about my girl like
because,
that.
Because.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah, she
Did
said
I
that about
that?
You.
Did I say that? I look. No, she didn't.
I look. Nah, that means you lying.
So, Roz, am I lying?
No, she's
Roz,
not lying.
Am I lying?
Hey, no, she's not lying.
All you said was, where were you for the birthdays?
That was it.
Oh, yeah, you can't miss my birthday.
Yeah.
And she took that as y'all's nigga simple.
So
I did not.
Hey, I think I texted her too. I ain't even get a response.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't say. Hey, don't even bring it up no more. She's gonna go in.
She's gonna go in. Light skin chick.
So
30
minutes later.
Let me ask real quick.
So if you don't have like any obligations to anybody, let's just say you're not dating nobody, you're not fucking nobody. Wait a minute. I'm not done.
I like where this is going.
I'm not done. Wait. I just want to know if you have the option to go missing for a couple of days and not owe anybody an explanation.
So you was getting dick dumped.
Absolutely.
That's what it was.
Absolutely. You do not have to. You don't owe anyone an explanation of where you've been, where you're going.
We know where she was at.
Oh, I fucked up. don't get me wrong. I fucked up.
Wait a minute.
You know why I fucked up? Because I asked her. I missed her. Like, hey, you okay? Everything
all
right?
That's not how he asked.
You know, actually, hashtag friend goals.
That's not.
Actually, Tata, you was there that moment. What ended up happening at Alibi?
Yeah, he was there when I walked in Alibi.
I knew you looked. Yes. Okay, so I'm like, okay.
I gave you a hug.
Yeah.
You know I said, because I'm a hugger.
Oh, you are?
I recognize that smell.
Thank you.
That's
really good. Listen, no, but what happened was was BT drunk or not drunk? Was he tipsy? Do you recall?
He was
okay.
I'm always happy.
Now this one.
BT always drunk.
What about this one? I stayed in my section. What did I do?
He didn't seat hop. You were the photographer. You were taking pictures of me and BT.
You were the photographer.
He was a little blurry.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, she remember everybody.
We didn't see them.
No, I took a picture of y'all.
Oh, that.
A couple of them.
Couple.
That's right.
That's what she said. He'll remember.
Yo.
You know, we need a few.
That's right.
I remember that. I remember taking some photos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't saucy. This dude.
But what happened? So when she walked in, I was like, hey, I miss you. Everything all right? Everything all right?
That's not how you did it.
What'd I do? Tell me. What'd I do?
You was like, I miss you, which was cool. I was like, oh, cool. You know
that?
What I'm saying? Then
you
was like, where you been? And then you tried to like embrace me with a smile, but then you got mad. And I was just
You probably played to the side.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. This is what she did. I like, what's going on? She did like this.
Ooh. I did
like,
not. I gave you a hug.
Stop. You turned to the side.
Did I not? Did you see that?
She did.
Wait.
She gave you a hug, but she gave you a look first, like.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did. Exactly. And then I gave you a hug.
Yes. Exactly. So I fucked up. Next time I shake you, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Shake her hand next time in public.
That's it.
Hello,
that's
how are
fine.
You?
That's fine. Because then I don't want to hear nothing else about it either.
But you're going to get that fire later on.
I calibrated.
That's yeah, it. So he did really well this week. I was damn. Really proud of his progress.
Like she's training a dog or something.
No, I'm just saying.
Took him to camp and he did well.
Yeah.
I'm just saying he did well. He didn't really like him. He didn't say, where you been at this week? I didn't see you commenting on my Instagram videos. No. I didn't see you commenting on none of my stuff today.
So hold on. You said it to her before?
I didn't say all that, no.
You never said that before? No, Therese.
No. Was he being a diva?
I'm not a witness.
He has never said that before.
It's fine. It's all love.
Hey, Mo. What'd you do this weekend?
Yay! Good job, Therese. Bring it on in.
Oh.
What'd you do this weekend, Mo?
I did nothing this weekend.
A weekend of nothingness?
A weekend of nothingness.
Mo about nothing.
Literally. I did nothing.
Well, you missed out.
I just laid out.
This was an excellent weekend.
It was a really great weekend, actually.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful weather.
Great
fun
weather.
Fun-packed weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a great weekend.
I actually had a good weekend.
What'd you do?
Oh, you gotta tell us about it. Now.
Hey,
it was fun.
No, is
it?
You don't have to.
Is it a who?
No, it wasn't. No.
Okay, it's a what? Okay.
No, I lay by the pool, barbecue. Went to a friend's barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Twerked a little bit by what? The pool.
Okay,
that's always good.
Yeah, it's always that's good always to get a nice
little twerking.
Thunderclap twerk for some chicken wings.
Oh, thunderclap.
A thunderclap
ability.
That's the difference between a thunderclap and a tip drill.
I don't know how to do that. That
is. It is. Yeah.
Rosie, you can't do a thunderclap?
No.
You can be taught.
No.
She can from the top.
Yo, yeah, I can from the
top. Like, you can do like the wicked.
No, because when she walked past me, honey, she almost fell in this corner with them thighs coming through. So, no. She can do a thunderclap.
No, I didn't learn that.
Oh, did
I think I had to learn it.
What's that? We don't do that here, man.
Oh, yeah, don't do it on the show?
We're going to introduce, since we got some new, everybody know Therese DeMarco.
Who?
Therese.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Therese DeMarco.
We missed Therese last week.
We did. Yeah. I did, Therese.
Yeah. I guess since we do have guests, well, if it's okay with you, we can give everybody IGs and stuff.
He has a panel here.
Yeah, we got some.
Say y'all name.
That was very inviting.
Say y'all name. Say y'all name.
Babe. Welcome to the church. What's your name?
Start.
I mean, where you want to start?
Start with you.
Okay, well, am I just saying my name?
Introduce yourself.
Oh, Lord.
All right. My name is Tata Styles. I'm a Wisconsin native. I've been in Atlanta for about 3.5 years now. I am the creator of Confessions of a Pretty Girl blog. It celebrates everything women, everything queen, just celebrating all the aspects of just makes women beautiful inside and out.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
You like cheese?
I do. And it's bad because I really need to stay off of the cheese a little bit, but it's just real bad.
Oh, because I get it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Roslyn,
I was a little late.
Keep up.
That's about.
We're not doing this week again.
A little late. What's your IG, Tata?
Tata Styles with a Z. T A T A S T Y L E Z.
And your website and everything. Go ahead and give everybody that.
All right. You know. Yeah. Okay, so my website, my blog is Confessions of a Pretty Girl. It's also my IG, COA Pretty Girl. And I have a YouTube channel, Confessions of a Pretty Girl. And my Facebook, Confessions of a Pretty Girl. And my Facebook, from my personal Facebook, is Latasha Tata Stevens. Yeah. So check me out.
It's a women's empowerment.
Celebrating everything.
Yes. With the
lifestyle, fitness, health, relationships.
Without the man hate. Without the male hate.
Oh, so it's like Wednesdays here. But not.
We have another show on Wednesday. But no, I dig what she's doing. That's why I kind of reached out to her. But I like that. All of that.
Thank you.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Next guest.
Oh. All right. My name is Sheila, a.k.a. She. I am the founder of Queens of Society. It's a women's empowerment group that inspires women. We get back to the community. Focusing on the social issues of women and children, the impacts of women and children of the society. Lord. So I'm on the rise. You can catch me at Queens of Society on Instagram and Facebook. My personal is beauty_marks.
What's up?
I'm also from Wisconsin.
Hey. Hey. Answer my question.
I love cheese. Okay. I'm struggling a little bit because I'm trying to be a vegan, but I'm struggling with the cheese
part. Man. So y'all got out of Wisconsin. That's all right.
All right. Y'all found a hole in the fence up there in Wisconsin.
Man.
I know it's cold up there.
Yeah, that's good.
And we also have Roz, who's back this week because she loves me.
I love this show.
I love you. I love you.
Can I talk about my shirt?
Yeah.
Talk about all of that.
What is it, girl?
So the name of this organization is not my organization, but you guys, if y'all know me, y'all know my civic duties in Atlanta. But this is Free Bikes for Kids, and they started in Minnesota, and now they're here in Atlanta. This is their second year. And they refurbish bikes for children. So you donate a bike. You're not a kid. donate a bike. They refurbish it to brand new. And they give it out to the kids in the community in Atlanta. So
that's dope. Oh,
that's awesome.
Man, this show going to give me some positives. Boy, I'm so good about this show. Right?
Women rule.
Yeah, I go sending this week.
Try it. Are you going to turn this week?
Yeah, I'm cool and in the cut. Just about to get high.
Yeah. Look, is that seat vacant?
with the green shirt too.
I need to figure.
Are you Irish in real life?
Irish a little bit.
Okay.
Look, we probably are all mixed with something.
I'm mixed with Shively and West End.
Hey,
she should say Shambly and West End.
Hey.
Shambly and West.
That is the worst combination ever.
Shambly and West.
No, Shively. I'm from Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Still mean.
I was.
Shively is a neighborhood.
Ooh, that's the hood.
No.
Don't nobody know nothing about no Kentucky.
The West End is the hood.
Oh, so you talking about Western
everywhere.
Kentucky?
Everywhere.
Exactly.
Everywhere.
The West End, everywhere might be the hood.
She from Martin Luther King in Kentucky.
Everybody got one. It's always the hood.
Yeah. Yeah. Martin Luther, ever
not been
be in
on
Kentucky?
Martin Luther King in
every hood. It is always the hood, right?
That's so crazy.
That's horrible. They got Martin Luther King.
Nothing that's awesome, so they can't take our street. They know where, you know. At least so when you see it, you know to get the hell out. Yeah. You got them problems.
So somebody said something earlier that I missed the conversation. I don't know if she wants this on the air, but somebody said something when they got sized.
Oh, God.
Oh, now we're giddy.
I know. I got sized this weekend. I went to Victoria's Secret, and I'd never been sized. People touch. They touch you and stuff. So I went and got sized. The very first show I was on, I said I was a 34 double D, right?
Yes.
You did. No. Wow. I'm a 34
E.
34 E. Yeah. And that's just, I was devastated because she was like, oh, we don't sell your size.
Oh, damn.
Like, wow.
Yeah. They don't order it either?
No.
Hold on. So how does the size where I get the number? That's like a waist size.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the cup, I always thought that it went through the alphabet and then it went back again. A, A, B, B, C, C.
No.
So you can go D, double D, triple D. And then you can go E. Now E can be a double D or just an E.
Yes.
What about a Z?
There is Z.
Yeah, there is.
Z. Yeah. And your titties are gotta be to the ground.
Exactly.
Why don't you get one of them browsers? You just pull the strings and they come.
Look, I'm not Amber Rose. I bet you. Like,
you know what? I am not gonna sit here and laugh because I got one.
Do you?
But no, I do.
No.
How does that shit work?
So they're really sticky, like really sticky, and you stick them. But it doesn't
hurt your nipples.
See, no.
Because then you gotta like peel it. Yeah. You gotta like
but
peel
it's a,
it.
It's like a hole where you have to put the nipple position.
Oh, okay.
I love this conversation.
But I got yo, let me tell you,
it does work.
I need to see one of those.
But will they work on I'm huge.
Because I've seen a couple of these big breasted women on Instagram and it don't make a difference.
It does
I see
not.
I'm like squeezing and I just
you,
be like, okay, so what if she just does
super busty for that?
Some of them be wearing them outfits though.
Yeah.
Now that's crazy. Oh,
like the titty thing that just only
they,
like,
I mean,
you see on Instagram, right? Cool, like,
I ain't seen that.
You don't be on Instagram.
No, you're right.
Breasts are really important because a lot of women still need.
Yeah, say it again. Yeah. Say it again. Breasts are really
important. They're very important.
Look, so the guy was bringing us out, and he was like, "You guys have a problem that a lot of women want." I'm like.
First of all, why was he at Victoria's Secret?
Yo, look, let me tell you, they worked. And he was straight. Because he was talking about he was like, he was running games. He was like, men don't look at bras, we look at panties. I was like, okay, so
true.
He goes, if you he goes, get a nice pair of panties and you'll be okay. I'm like, okay.
But I mean,
he meant we look at like the makeup, but I thought he meant like the size.
No, like as far as what you like better. Do you like nice panties or a nice bra? If you had to pick, which one?
I don't need both of them. I don't need either one.
Yeah, you don't care about
them. Who cares?
Come about those.
I don't know, dog.
Get about them.
If I had to wear one, I would probably pick panties.
Me too.
But I would rather not do either one. It's stressful.
A chick walking around.
Amen to that.
With no bra on and some boy shorts.
It's too hot in Atlanta.
He had him and his boy
shorts. You can have whatever I got.
That damn boy shorts.
Boy shorts, boy. That's it.
Them boy shorts is a trap, though.
Hey, I'm trapped.
Yeah, those lace ones.
Especially y'all like the most. Y'all like thongs.
I like boy shorts,
the way my body's set up, I have a long torso, right, and then my butt is kind of low, so like when I, certain things base.
So you got a lint like a drop
like that.
So you can twerk.
Do you curl?
I can't, but the thing is that I don't like wearing a lot of things because it cuts like it rises up like
you like to let that thing breathe most times, right?
Yes, and it cuts.
You just gotta do some squats,
and I hate that.
You just gotta do some squats.
I mean, yeah, but it still wouldn't change the fact that my ass crack starts all the way down here.
I don't like thongs, real. I like the boy shorts.
That wouldn't
change. You know, what happens is I want you better run outside if there's a fire. Nobody know. You know what I'm saying? So you run out.
Nobody know
shorts.
That y'all was just fucking. Yeah. But she in boy shorts, like no matter what she wear.
Or back in the day, you know, when your mom and them used to bust in the room. She got on shorts. You know what I'm saying? Got no.
Nigga, boy shorts count. She got on shorts with no top. Just titties just out.
Right.
I'm so sorry, Miss Thomas.
Because usually if you wear boy shorts, we're going to have our cheeks out.
So you can just slide them down.
That's what I like about the boy shorts.
What's your excuse for that?
What?
For when
I'm just caught. I'm just caught.
Right.
You punish me. Pick up my phone.
I'm like, what is it? Those boy shorts versus Daisy Dukes. Like, it doesn't work. Like, no. It just doesn't. Speaking of, did y'all grow up in a house full of women? Did y'all ever have that time? My mama, my grandmother used to tell me that I couldn't wear shorts around men in the house. And I just saw that the other day because my friend talked about that.
Oh, that was like them old ass.
Yeah, my friend talked about that. And I said, you know what? That's true. What kind of men were they?
Here's the problem.
You were seducing them.
The problem is, she only said that to you. She ain't said it to your sister.
I don't have any sisters.
She took offense to that.
She took that literally, like.
Because you know I'm an only child, so.
In your household, we know your daddy got around.
Yeah, why mama don't ever say nothing to
Wait a minute.
The big cousin.
Oh, my daddy? Oh, yeah, my daddy.
It's facts.
Midwest. You know, my daddy. I got 9 brothers and sisters.
Oh. I have about 12.
And I thought I was.
Damn.
I thought I was the oldest.
I have about 12.
I thought I was the oldest.
Damn.
23 years.
Wisconsin, they weren't playing no games.
At all.
That's all it is. Do up there.
What's your daddy do? My daddy a truck driver.
He flipped homes, so he.
Oh, it's a lot of he's flipping some stuff.
He put a lot of single mothers in household.
He had a lot of side chicks in the mom.
He does the carpentry. He does the painting.
Oh, he builds a lot of homes.
He was up in them houses.
He's building homes.
He builds.
So he doing it in. So he laying that plumbing and that wood.
He need that break.
My daddy a truck driver. He got kids all over the United States.
Y'all are so rude. I hope my son ain't never talking to a bunch of folks that talking about me like this.
My daddy was.
Do you have brothers and sisters that's the same age?
Well, the only reason I said twins, yeah.
That would be me.
But that's because my dad.
Sister the same age.
Nah, we stirred up.
Wait a minute, y'all. I know y'all can't top this. My dad, my mom, and another lady were in the same hospital, same day.
Oh, he one of them?
The rooms were next to each other.
Ooh.
Back and forth?
No.
I heard those stories.
And your mom, they knew about it?
They didn't. My mom and the other woman did not know.
Oh, they didn't know either.
That boy slick.
Oh yeah.
So I have a brother and sister. Same.
That
birthday.
Boy is. He's terrible.
I could believe that though. They do.
Wow.
That's a craft. That is a craft your father had.
That's what you did.
And
the
they look just like each other.
That's what you did in that.
He was like, "Hey, can I get a 2-for-1 special? Because I got this room. We got the connecting door in the middle, like a hotel."
How did he like? What was his excuse?
We gonna share the doctor.
You know what? Right. I would always. always asked my dad, you know, tell me the story. I want to know it from your side. He was just, you know, I don't know.
I would have made a story like this.
It was just easy for me. I made sure they was both next to each other so I wouldn't get.
Wow.
I would have been like, baby, what happened?
My daddy for me. Yeah,
I was in a hotel room and I was with your mama. Then I went to get some ice and I went in the wrong hotel room and coming back.
It was dark. It was dark. I ain't know no better.
Sure. That is some
Hey, that's wild.
It's very wild.
But you know what? If he didn't do what he did, those two people wouldn't be here.
That's a valid point.
You know what? I mean, that was good.
That was fake deep.
Oh, so you want him not to exist? What you saying?
I mean, it's not even that. It's just, what is it? I mean, it's not that. I'm not gonna say.
This man
he's
a faithful follower of the Bible.
I would rather my brother and sister not exist, but at the same time, I just be like, damn, like what was you doing? You know what I mean?
It was crazy. I said, Dad.
I'd be thinking, I'd be like, because my daddy be complaining. I'd be like, how are you going to complain? You the one impregnated all these people. I'm not understanding right. Why you mad.
It
what
takes
are you mad
two.
About?
It takes two, thank you.
Huh?
It takes two. Anybody say, hunky, he'll. It takes two.
Now, you know, my dad was the one that tried to get us all together. He wanted
all his kids on together on Father's Day.
I have brothers and sisters the same age as me. Oh, you
several?
Meet your
how many?
Meet
same age as you?
About three.
Three the same age?
Mississippi, Minnesota.
What's your daddy do?
Contractor, similar to Tata.
Damn.
How they work together.
They be getting in home.
Neighborhood painter.
I'm surprised I didn't catch that.
I said
I should have been like, yeah.
Cause I've been a contractor.
Yeah, right.
I've been 90 by
now. A truck driver or a contractor?
Damn.
You know, you still be a truck driver.
I'm good on that, man. I don't like driving them long hours.
Yeah. He will drive. He's talking about it. It will help him clear his mind.
That'll be an alibi job for me.
I was on the road.
I'm on the road.
I was on the road.
That's exactly what
you're talking about. A lot of women found out about these other kids because of the insurance policies. That's what happened.
Oh, they tried to take
the insurance policies. They got the kids on there.
And it was the 80s.
Listen.
And it was the 80s, so wasn't no cell phones like that.
Right.
They can get away
with it. Let a mama call in, the main, like the wife call in and ask about the policy. Talking about, well, which dependent?
Oh, damn.
How many dependents is on the policy? Yeah, that happened to me. I used to work in Humana. It happened to me.
Somebody called in? Somebody called about dependents?
Yeah, somebody called about dependents. I said, well, which dependents did you? Because she already had two, but it was three more on there.
Damn.
She didn't know about the other three.
Oh, wow.
So you just gave the information up?
I didn't. I said, which one? And she said, well,
who is it?
Who's on there? And I'm like, Jamie. You know, I'm just laying because she said.
I think that might be a HIPAA violation right there.
It's not because it's her. She's on the policy.
Okay.
So that's not HIPAA.
I'm just saying, like.
If this wasn't so funny, it'd be sad how y'all be finding out about shit like this. Just like,
listen, I told you I found out about my older sister when I was 23. Talking about, here's your sister. I said, I thought I was the oldest this whole time.
Oh, so how old is she? Like 25?
No, I'm 30 now, so she's like 31.
Oh, y'all were close.
Yes.
Yeah. Then she come and show y'all her prom
pictures.
My mom
and daddy were married.
Her dress looked better than yours.
Daddy spent time with her.
You know what? A similar situation happened with me. Out of an older brother who actually found my dad's business card in a gas station. And that's how he found.
Wait a minute.
His biological dad. Like
he
my
didn't
dad,
know it was his daddy?
That's not science.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's
so he didn't do work.
So
or what?
He was separated a long time. So that was basically my dad's first child.
Oh, and he was the oldest, and
he went off.
He
was
on
in
him
foster
quick.
Care, and he my dad
sad.
Just lost contact.
He lost contact,
and he was in a gas station, found a business card that said.
Are you my daddy?
LaRue
Gary.
Are you
about to call your child?
LaRue Gary. And that's... I met him. He came up to my high school.
You're going to have to blur that
and
out.
It was so crazy. Wow. I knew that he was our brother because the feature.
You see him?
It was so crazy.
Look
at God.
That shit crazy.
Wow.
So my dad knew he had a son out there, but he didn't know where he was at.
He's trying hard to find him too, didn't he?
But that's, no. I mean, that's kind of exactly. good. But my daddy straight knew. Like, he straight knew about my sister.
All
of
them named Junior.
He got about three kids named after him.
What's your pop's name?
Kelly.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
great.
My dad's
that.
Name is Kelly, so he got sons and daughters named
ain't
Kelly.
Ain't that great? The 80s was a good time.
Kelly
the 80s was a good time.
Kelly Annette.
Kelly Janae.
Kelly with a hyphen.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about nothing.
Kelly I E. Kelly E Y.
Just dumping dick off him.
That's two for the night.
We was having a conversation.
That's two for the night.
It was the 80s. It was a good conversation. It was a good time.
And he ain't drinking number lemonade. That's what got me worried.
Right. That's what it's like. You ain't drinking no alcohol.
A bit of something. Shit, I think
the 70s might even been a little better.
70s is better, yeah.
Look, Father's Day just passed, so
Father's Day just passed. Yeah,
it was a good one.
Y'all called dad?
I called my dad.
My father passed.
Oh,
it's been 2 years, but you know, it's good. It's all good. Carrying on his legacy.
There you go.
I really got to do that.
Huh?
You say you don't
celebrate that shit?
Ain't you the third?
I am, but my daddy did.
Oh, damn.
So I just, and I ain't no daddy. So I ain't got no reason to celebrate.
You sure about that?
Yeah, you sure? You look like you got a few around
here. Damn, not you look like you got a few.
Yeah, it look like you got a few.
Description fits.
Oh, my God. I was like, eh.
What are you going to call, daddy?
Oh, my God.
Caught you up right there, huh?
My best.
Well.
We going to Jason's Playdate. Playdate.
Amari Harvard does that.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be on.
That's going to be
timeless brand.
Are we getting this like a group discount?
Which one, Marietta?
Yeah, the one in Marietta.
He said we got a group discount.
Like on Wednesdays?
Yeah, because Wednesdays be lit with the group discount.
How about y'all just support folks? You know what I'm saying?
Black folks always trying to find a discount.
Wednesdays is free, though.
Hey, white folks always looking for discounts, too. We just don't get it.
But this is Saturday, right?
We going Wednesday anyway because Zoe.
Are we going this Wednesday?
Yeah, because Zoe.
I thought I told y'all can't come.
What
is Zoe? Look, we'll talk about that.
Should I know about this? Because I'll crash. I will show up. When is it Wednesday?
Come Saturday.
Wait, you don't come Wednesday.
Don't come Wednesday.
Say hi to me.
My mom will be in town this weekend. So, you know, when my mom comes down, I shut it down.
You don't want your mama to hang out with heathens.
Look, I tried once. She came to one event where
she
we. And my mom was like, I'm leaving.
It was BQE?
Yeah.
Why you take her there?
It was her birthday.
Why you take her there?
Because we were doing something. Because my mother's the kind of person that if I'm busy, she doesn't want to interfere. And I was like, I pretended I wasn't busy. So yeah. I was like, come anyway, you know. So she stayed there.
Took them on to BQE on Thursday.
It was at 5 o'clock. All of 10 minutes, she was like, so how do I get to your aunt's house?
Yeah. If my dad wanted to go with me somewhere, you know where I take him? So he'd never do it again?
Opium.
Trapeze.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Zero
to 100 real quick.
You said that, though.
Your dad might bust through there with some holy water. He will come out and need to get.
Jesus.
My dad have a damn Vietnam flashback. He'd be shooting everybody.
I dated someone who had a membership to Trapeze.
Yeah. Everyone has a membership. You gotta pay. You have to pay for the membership.
So how was it?
I never went. He told me what it was about. I'm like, why are we gonna do that?
Did you hear about our friend? She went one time with a pastor in Florida.
Our friend in Florida.
I can't talk a code
receipt.
Right now. Somebody all in my
right. So,
I didn't hear about that one, man. No. So anyway. Anyway.
Listen, I'm nosy.
I know you are.
I like to get in.
You know what? Before
the thick of it,
the
bottom.
I like to get in the bottom too, in the thick of it. Well,
oh man,
yeah.
Yo.
Before I come,
okay. Right. Turn it up a notch. He's used to be over there.
I like to give it to her right here in her ear now.
Yeah. Ooh. That's assault.
That's assault, bro.
Now that she wants it.
You can't even explain that.
Y'all can't say she ain't got an open mind. She does. She'll have open mind then.
Not that open.
Open up.
Yeah,
open up.
Not right here.
Hey, man, y'all make me look like a bad guy for one of these guests. That's not me.
It's not. Yeah, just listen to the podcast from last
week. Please just listen to the podcast from last week. Please listen to his other podcast. He's got 13 rules.
That podcast is different.
Okay.
Oh, so actually, I went out last night and gave somebody those rules, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
You went out and actually sat down to give somebody those rules?
Well, I mentioned it, and then she's like, let me hear the rules, and I gave it to her. And she agreed. She agreed.
Did you really agree with all of them to somebody?
I explained it. Yeah.
She agreed with all of them.
You must have knew you ain't gonna get nothing. Let me just talk.
Then she invited me back out again. So I'm like, okay.
Oh yeah, round two.
She probably listened to you so she can get
the other stuff.
I don't just be giving out my stuff like
sounds
that.
Sounds like you do. I mean, you just said.
What do we all know? You just met me.
By the looks of it.
I mean, what looks?
See?
Look at Mo.
What about? Down. What about me?
Yeah, I'm just as homely as Mo looks.
Girl, damn, she's homely. I ain't, I don't see that.
What'd you say?
Nothing. So, so Terrell, how was your weekend, man? Did I see you this weekend?
We did.
Yeah, we saw him Saturday or Friday.
That was Friday.
That was Friday.
He didn't come. Yeah, that was. We was the whole Saturday. Night. That was Saturday.
Yeah, we did a little tour. Yeah.
Where'd y'all go?
We did a little tour. We did
Whiskey Pete. Whiskey
we
Blue.
Stayed away from
Whiskey
that damn Blue. Birthday bash crowd. That's pretty much what we did.
Whiskey Blue.
I stayed with Meshes.
Yeah. I can't do birthday bash.
I don't know.
I cannot do birthday bash.
That's kind of shit make me feel old. I'll be like, okay, I'm going home.
I'll be like, damn.
About a month or so ago, we went to Buckhead and hung out. And I told these dudes, I'm like, man, I don't like going over there to hangovers and all that shit. You will get ready to go real quick. We walked around. Oh, yeah, we saw folks night. Walking around.
Oh, you were there? Oh, he was, yeah.
I skipped that night.
No, we walked in one spot. We walked downstairs, walked back up. Like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, we're out of place.
We were somewhere before that, though, when we left. And we should stay there. Right there. Was it opium?
Whiskey Mistress.
Yes, we should stay there. Mistress. We should have stayed our black ass right there.
This was don't go on a Friday. Thursday.
We've been on Thursday.
Oh, we love Thursdays. Yeah. Those are the best time. Whiskey Mistress.
It is the best time.
I mean, they are.
Oh, yeah, with the downstairs.
When that line gets thick, they're like, you can't come in.
No, you gotta get there early.
Oh, no, I get there like 10 o'clock.
All right.
Because the
body, you have to walk in with a lady.
Yeah, we went in and the bodyguards just pocket everything you got. They follow you to the ATM. Yes. The dudes at the door, they be like, it's $20 for each one of y'all. And then you try to go back out. No, just give me that. Just give me that.
Yeah.
Right.
He was like, 20 for everybody. I was like, all right.
That's Atlanta for you.
That's one thing I learned about Atlanta. They like to hustle. They know how to hustle.
Oh, that's the first thing you learned about Atlanta.
I'm going to tell somebody today, I'm like going away. I ain't got no hookup counter.
First thing I learned was that it was about the way that you look. Because, you know, when I first got down here, you know, I'm used to like wearing whatever I want. My friend said, so are you trying to get into the club or not?
I'm trying to wait in line.
This ain't like, Kentucky, Mo.
It's definitely not Kentucky.
Ooh, that face, honey. Right. I'm tired of that.
In Kentucky, you wear some black pants, some black slacks. Like, you think you better than everybody. Everybody got overalls on.
Now you make it seem like we remedial.
Overalls.
Like we remedial. Yeah. Get back at me. I'm from Alabama. Come on.
Look, I'm from Alabama. I'm from Alabama too. So whatever she says about you, she says about me as well.
What part did you say you're from?
What the hell?
Yeah, Selma. Yeah.
From Selma. We can't talk about
from Selma. You
from Selma.
Who's from Selma?
Me.
She from Selma.
Yeah.
But Selma. That nigga ain't from Selma.
Lord.
I'm from Birmingham.
I went to school where he's from.
Selma, yeah. Lord Selma.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, Birmingham.
Mm.
Yep.
That's okay.
We good. I calibrated myself, man.
I
can't be too nice to you.
We'll try. Here you go. It wasn't even about it. You missed the whole point.
No, I got the point.
Yes, you know. You shaved the head and it went right on over it. I ain't got the point.
You can't be nice to women these days. They don't like nice guys.
Oh my gosh.
I learned that a long time ago.
Wait a minute.
Stop whining.
Women don't like nice guys.
Man, that's so true.
Women don't like nice guys.
I like the nice guy, gentlemen.
Women do like nice guys. What I don't like.
Niggas that ain't paying them no damn attention.
Exactly.
Those must be thirsty bitches. I need a balance. Right.
She wants somebody to chug about all the way.
Like, you ain't shit.
Like,
when's your birthday?
Somebody wants somebody to kiss you. Somebody will kiss you with, but at the same time be like, you ain't shit.
Yes.
I love you.
Yeah. Hang up in your face.
Now don't give me some shit like
that. Hang up in your face. Girl, you make me mad at you. That's why I be doing that shit.
This is why. You make me do this to you.
You know you drive me crazy. Always out with your girl. You know I want to spend some time with you.
Time with you.
Now I'm trying to say I don't want to be with someone that I can run over because
I don't like that either.
I've been in those situations and it just don't really get me anywhere. I'm not really that into them. Like I want someone that can be a little bit of a challenge for me because I'm I can be very
alpha
I don't want to say
control,
but I'm very dominant. You know, I am a dominant. I can be a dominant female. Yeah. I am. So
what's your
I don't
song?
Aquarius.
Mm.
Let's not get started on signs.
I'm a Libra.
Yeah, we can get started on.
Are you?
Yes.
No, I'm a Libra.
Are you a Libra?
Oh,
me too.
Libra. I get along with Libras.
Aries and Libras. Everyone gets along with Libras.
But it's epic Gemini season just passed.
So we'll stop talking about these other signs. We Gemini.
No, I'm not talking about no motherfucking Geminis.
This epic Gemini season just passed.
Leave Geminis alone. That's why he be acting like that. But that's why he be acting like that. I should have told you.
What are they talking about?
I don't know.
What are they saying?
I don't know.
About your sign, bro.
Gemini?
Chris can make you a drink and then throw shade.
You want some sugar on the rim?
Hey, all righty.
Is that what you do, B?
I like sugar.
That's okay. I'm gonna order pizza,
but I'm not gonna get what you want.
Damn, pizza. Bro. All right. So you got somebody on the team now, right? That's what it is. Okay.
No, it's not a team. It is a general consensus. Everybody knows that Geminis are fucking crazy.
I'm not crazy. Don't say that. I just said it and I meant it.
I'm sorry. Every Gemini I've encountered is.
I said it and I meant it.
We like to have a good time.
Maybe it's you.
Right?
Maybe it's you.
We know how to take care of women. We know how to do all of that.
Okay. So what about the flip side?
I mean, what the flip side?
We all have a
the flip side.
Side.
The See, flip side of my text conversation.
That's part of
my text conversation.
They're not aware.
Talk about what flip side. Okay. See right. Section 2-1 in my iMessage.
You know what?
Be up here acting.
We going up.
I'm just saying. You want to act like it's non-existent? Don't do that.
How funny!
Look, you want some sugar on the rim?
Look, I said no sugar.
Hey, they ain't gonna let him lay that down ever.
I don't want anything. Yeah. Yeah. She said, "I just want a bear." Okay. I don't want any sugar. I don't want anything. No sugar, no salt, no spit, no nothing. Just me. My saliva when I drink it. Don't even worry about it.
You're just having a good time, right?
She's having a good time over there.
She done tagged Tata and they going in.
Good job.
Because I tried to explain this to him a couple months ago. We talked about astrology and I told him about it. He didn't believe me.
And that's the first part of it. They're not aware.
He didn't want to accept what I was saying. And that's especially if he got his friend over here that definitely didn't want to accept what I was saying.
Because it was a lie. It was
you?
A damn lie.
He's a Gemini too.
Both of them niggas Gemini.
So that's why he'd be like, "Hey Mo, how's your weekend?" And I'd be like, "Therese, how's your weekend?" Don't want to talk about it. I'm not eating. Nothing happened.
Get him.
Nothing happened.
Get Therese. Get him.
I'm not at liberty to say.
That is hilarious. That's funny.
I posted something about Gemini.
Exactly. Look.
Is that a weave on that picture?
Huh? Exactly.
Is that a ponytail?
No, that's a rope that broke when
she said, was that a ponytail?
Wrestling that shark.
Oh, I saw that video of him in the shark.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that.
And the nigga hopped out the water real quick.
Selfie. Hey, man, what you doing?
Right, we don't want
to
see selfies.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
going to
pull
at the
up
beach.
Gemini saying. There you go.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Gemini, here we go.
Geminis will love you until the end.
Yep.
No matter how bad you've hurt them.
Yep.
Is that true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They are observant and can spot your bullshit from a mile away.
Yes.
What about
they are seducing and captivating. Oh. They like love like no other sign. In fact, their signs giving them the best love. They're blunt. Their mouths are deadly weapons. That's true. They're overthinkers, generous, and beyond wise.
Yep.
They're naturally beautiful and have beautiful souls. It also says in the deep text, it also says they play mind games for no motherfucking reason.
Let's get to the real tea.
Right, just to see what you're going to do.
Don't play no mind games. We're too old.
They
for that.
Do.
Too old for that.
Are you?
Yeah, right. When I was younger, maybe, but not no more.
No.
Yeah.
There was something that happened.
Female Gemini.
We had a conversation. Well, something happened. I didn't even know your sign, but you said something to me, and my response was what? Are you a Gemini?
I don't know what you said.
That was my response. You was like, "Yeah, why?" Exactly.
I don't talk like that. Don't sound like me.
It does. It does sound like you.
Hey, she pulling everybody car. That's why I'm over here quiet.
She wide open.
I just shut the fuck up.
Tata walked up in here. She just like connected. And now y'all just going in.
No, I mean, I'm just excited that somebody
and Father's Day was just the other, just, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all, you ain't my daddy.
Less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah. You ain't my daddy.
You ain't my daddy. Okay. You ain't my daddy. Shut up. You ain't my daddy. I'm going to call your mama.
All of them.
You ain't my daddy. Hey. I saw a video of your son.
Why?
Listen, when you put the video of your son up, I wanted to respond to it. Like,
did you,
hey,
what, look, did you see the Therese?
I thought about it. Hey.
I was like, I started to cuss Therese's ass.
I was dead weak.
Look at Therese. I want y'all to see what Therese put on here. After I shared a touching story about my child. Look.
Hey.
I don't think they know the story.
No, we not. Look,
right, we don't know the story.
No,
right,
tell
the story. I want to hear this story.
I'm taking a bathroom.
Me too. Tell the story. Brief overview.
Father's Day just passed. I got to tell a story.
Yeah, yes. You do.
Yes.
All right. So I went through a divorce.
I just said the same thing. Was it just me? Okay. I'm glad you saw it. Yeah. Ooh, you see
ooh,
that?
Look at that. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I felt good about you said that because I was like, was it just me looking at that?
I thought it was in my head.
No. I thought, I was like, who the hell is that in my head? I'm talking out loud. Back to you, BT. We forget about
you. I thought y'all were distracted.
Nope.
There you go.
I'm glad she left because she didn't
give a brief. Give a brief synopsis. Give a brief synopsis.
Anyway, so I went through a divorce, and during a divorce, I had to go through some shit with my kids where my ex didn't want me to get custody. So for a while, I didn't get a chance to see him, and they were really, really. He was really, really young at that point. So when I finally got was able to see him, and I went to go get him for a weekend, and we went to I got a nice room at the embassy where we can go swimming and all of that, and I noticed that he was kind of shy at first, right? Mm-hmm. So he kept kind of playing, but he wasn't, you know, like you see a stranger, whatever. So I wasn't paying no attention because I was playing my other boys. So he had to use the bathroom or something. And he walked up to me and he said, Hey, and I looked at him, and I figured out he didn't really know who I was. So I said, I'm your daddy, boy.
And he just hugged him. He just hugged him so tight.
He
embraced
him and hugged him.
So
I'm your daddy.
Boy. Stop playing.
I'm your pappy.
Stop playing.
So when he said, hey. So now every time they see this kind of shit, they'll put, hey. Because they some assholes.
I still have him like that.
And the first time I told that story, these two assholes couldn't stop laughing for probably like 10 minutes.
No, it's still funny.
I thought
nothing could top that story, but that that's story when funny. You told me that you had to wait. You came early to get your kids. And you
you
said they was looking at the window point.
There go daddy.
So at the same time, the court said I had to be there at 12 o'clock to get my kids, right? So I didn't set my clock back on my car when I drove. That day in Alabama. So I drove to Alabama.
An hour difference.
And I got there an hour early. She would not let them come out.
Wow.
Until 12 o'clock.
So they sent them to 1 o'clock. Wait a minute. My youngest boy just pointed at me and stuff like, it's a man.
Oh, man.
That's so bad. Oh,
look.
Petty
level on
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. These assholes over here, they just love a good
boy. Your wife petty level on 1,000, bro.
That's all right.
Boy, shit. She petty.
She Debo, man.
That's petty.
Oh, shit. That was hilarious. My face hurt. Because that he said they was like pressed against the
car. Nose pressed against
the car. Waving and shit. Point.
Looking at my face.
Like a pet store.
Then as soon as it came out, he ran out the door.
It was like, hey,
school was out.
Hey.
11:59 and not a minute.
I don't even think he knew he was going. He just knew he was going to have some fun. He just ran out the door.
He's like, hey, mm-hmm. Hey.
What they have on?
You still my dad?
Oh, yeah, then they closed. I mean, they, of course. I had to go. I went straight to Walmart, had to buy them some damn clothes because I guess she's
something
out
of dirt.
They came out filthy. They came out popsicle stains.
Popsicle stains.
Damn shame.
So we went to Walmart. Yeah, we did all
that's the only thing in Alabama, Walmart.
They have Old Navy, Oshkosh.
I went through sending them back with them clothes. Put back them other clothes and went right back in the house when I dropped them
off. He took his clothes back with him.
I do. I be doing that same shit.
These my clothes.
I do that same shit. Let my son come home. Put my clothes on him and send him back with whatever he had on.
They
I ain't got time.
Sweatpants and t-shirts, and they went right in there. I watch them bring them back next time.
Oh my God.
Because I don't have time.
Y'all so petty, man.
Man, okay.
Because my baby daddy got mad at me once. I said, you know what? I had enough of this shit. Where are my clothes at? So I sent him right back. He texted me the next day talking about, what's gotten into you? You usually wash his clothes. Not this time, nigga. I'm not doing it. You guys see all these clothes that I buy, I need to see them, and I don't. Where are they?
Hey, don't even get me started thinking. If I start doing the math,
how many articles of clothing I got never got back?
No, the math as in how much you get a month.
Oh, here you go.
No, that's
don't do that because I'm
asking. That's real.
Yeah, that's real.
I feel your
name. That's a salary.
She ain't got to work, you know.
There you go. I'll take care of her.
Come on.
She got to look. I know some folks that went, you know, could live off of that.
But per child, you still doing better than me. So you can't complain.
Wait, how many kids?
I got 3 boys.
Okay. Yeah, so you still beating me.
All by the same woman.
They all by the same area.
I know y'all might never be familiar with that.
Just checking.
His ex-wife, too. His ex-wife.
I feel like that was the next question. She was like,
look at my little cute boy. He's back in the day. Look at him.
That's so cute.
Yelling for that dog.
Super cute.
We can't see his face yet. Wait for it. Wait for it. Oh, Jesus.
Look at him.
Like a little Brian.
Looking for his dog.
Was he barking? Oh, that's so cute. I don't want kids.
He looked like he said, hey. Hey. Hey.
He said, hey.
What are you saying, huh? Hey. Hey. Oh. I don't know you.
Hey. Hey. Mommy. Mommy.
You're stranger.
Justin. One of y'all.
He don't want to be
Yeah, tired. Mommy. Mommy. Home. Home.
That's them cute big
All right, let me go ahead and cut this off. I'm cutting your mic off. She just said shit to be hurtful.
The new host is now Therese DeMarco.
Yeah.
Welcome, yeah, right.
Welcome Let to More About Nothing 2.0.
Therese
gonna
like, About Nothing.
Going to be like the soup. We're going to change out the host from John Henson.
The soup.
Y'all not changing
He went back. He went back.
That's where
he went back with the soup.
Oh, my God.
I ain't got time.
Happy Father's Day. Then I put in the growing out groups. I'm like, Happy Father's Day to those who ain't sterile.
that was funny. Just because we know how to pull out.
Oh, whoa!
I said these niggas got PTSD. Okay. They pull out with condoms on.
So what? So what? It might have bust.
Funny. Hey,
you never know.
Hey, T, don't get mad at yeah. You don't want a kid right now.
Why not? You damn near 54.
Wait a minute. How many of us don't have kids right now? Okay, so.
But I met a dude this weekend. He said
I got a daughter.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's why he complained about his money. I'm like, come on, bro. You got 3. That's a good number for 3 kids.
I never knew.
You know that?
Yeah. No,
don't he like it? Got some seeds everywhere.
Man, he did, on. But
he's
I,
a Libra,
I mean,
so, yeah.
What am I supposed to mean?
Yeah. Right, I'm a Libra.
Yeah.
How old is she? What?
She'll be 12 this year.
12.
Yeah.
12. Damn. You got to go. She can need a job.
I'm old.
Did you say 2 or 12?
12.
Yeah, this her right here.
12 years old.
Bruh, she's an adult.
She's not an adult.
I had a job when I was 13.
Did she vote?
Yeah.
Is she going to vote tomorrow?
She voted for us.
She better vote for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty.
I never knew. I'm so surprised.
Yeah. Y'all are hilarious.
Hey, you didn't raise your hand over here. How many you got?
I ain't got no kids. He got no kids.
We don't know if he's sterile or not. Like, you know, me and Jess are the only ones we know we ain't sterile.
Man, I don't even fucking like that no more.
you know. What?
That's niggas that be fucking like that say, I don't fuck like that no more.
Right.
I don't know about that.
So, no, this is Atlanta. I just want y'all to protect yourselves. That's all. That's all I want y'all to do.
Unfortunately, it ain't the 80s, so.
It ain't the
80s.
Don't get caught up.
It's like 80% of the population got STDs.
Nowadays, boy.
Yeah, ain't that crazy?
That's.
Yeah.
So you might as well get in a relationship.
So you legit don't have options.
And you better. And shout out to the women who would tell you before you get in that little
you
mode.
You need to go somewhere like New Hampshire.
That they have an STD?
That they have an STD.
Mm.
And I applaud you, but I can't fuck with you. But I applaud you.
Good job.
Are you going to just like,
dude, I told him, I'm like, you know what? I respect that, but I can't fuck with that.
No.
Shout out to the women and men that ask to see paperwork before we even start being intimate.
Yeah. That too.
I need to see some results.
Yeah.
In the past.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise,
I don't have that. I'm good to go. Yeah.
500 days.
More than it's probably like 600 days.
600 days.
Like, I haven't had sex since December 28th, 2015.
What time? You remember the damn
day? Shit. Look, it was 10:02 that night. That's I said, up. "Fuck this shit."
It must have been awful. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
What was 10:02?
10:02.
So she started at 10 o'clock. And then it got done at 10:02.
I'm done.
Fuck this shit.
Wow. Yeah. She probably didn't like it. It was 2 minutes in. Six. She was like, you know what? Fuck.
Too many inches, what'd you say? Yeah. Fuck these inches.
Damn.
And here's the thing. You see what has grown since she stopped, right?
Yeah.
You stopped and now look at you in a E.
I'm an adult now.
You're a double
I'm E. Shit.
Wait a minute. Who said that they gained weight being a vegetarian?
That was
That's why.
My goodness. That's why.
Look. Because I wasn't fucking.
That's why.
So we stopped. It both stopped on the same day.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Perfect I was sense. Like, no. Let me show you before and
so
after.
So now you eat chicken and
how'd
meat.
How'd you manage?
How'd I manage not having sex?
Not having any meat. How'd you mean?
What kind of meat
that?
Talking about?
Big or meat? Yeah. That's a good one.
You know, yo, look, with I'm 36
meat.
Years old.
You can't cut
Please,
out
I'm telling
all
my business.
Cut off all meat.
You look really good. I'm good. Look, here. The thing is, oh man, I'm telling my business.
Tell it.
I'm good for now. You know how you just have that life preserver? Yeah. You kind of just, you can maintain.
We call it a dick in the box.
Wait a minute. No. Let me ask you this. Do you have a drawer on the side of your bed?
No, I don't. I'm too old for that.
You don't do it yourself?
Too old.
No, let me tell you. When you get old enough, you don't have to use a toy. You can get it in.
It's your fingers.
Exactly. You don't know. All that toy shit, you don't need that.
And
yes.
Two fingers and coconut exactly. oil.
Two fingers exactly. and coconut oil.
I've heard that before, too.
You don't need a look. Yeah, I don't waste batteries. It's detrimental to the environment. I'm good.
All for an orgasm. Exactly. I like where your head's at.
I've heard that before, too.
It's all about the
then
plant.
I don't know where they're making this stuff.
Right, it could be in China. You never
What's
know.
Wrong with China? And like Chinese dicks? I mean, dildos.
But the thing is that I just be letting go of the dildos anyway because I have the conversation. I like heat. Like I like
you need,
a body.
You need real dick.
I need a body. I need.
This is
I can't
that
do
that
cold.
This is a 10-year difference.
Yeah, you know, no, I need man arms. I need
man arms.
You need your face shoved out in a pillow like this.
Cold. Yeah, that's cheating. You know, I need a
hot breath on the neck.
Give me some sweat.
That's 10 years.
Drip her out
or
one time.
A beard, you know,
a beard.
So you or a cologne 26. Or something. You know,
I like what it did to
I
you.
Mean,
I like what the vegetarian what it did to you.
I mean, I like this size on you.
Yes,
it really
looks.
Works.
I ain't
Let me see.
Pass it around.
That's when she was younger. She had a big head.
Not eat me.
Really good.
You said she had a big head.
I do have a big head.
Now you grew into the
you
head.
I grew into my head.
Oh hell yeah, yeah! Stay this way. You look like you was you was like malnourished.
I was skinny.
That's what being vegan does look. For you.
What are you looking at? What are you laughing at?
How you get all that weight on you?
Therese DeMarco liked it
because I need whatever
that's
this
time,
is.
Man.
This razzle dazzle, this over here needs to go. What is it? You,
I was a mess.
Blow up.
Right. I was a mess 10 years ago.
I know. You got probably got 30 million comments on here talking about, girl, you have
look,
changed.
That was a DM situation.
You filled out.
Yeah, the ones who could
oh,
talk.
So you got one of them messages like, so.
Look, I block people from my DMs, so.
What?
Yes. I don't have time.
Hey, big head.
That's the Libra thing. That's
hey,
the Libra
head.
Thing.
Yes.
Hey,
big
you know, oh, that's where the magic
I'm
happens.
A Libra rising, so
Libras.
I cut shit off real quick, too.
What's a Libra thing?
I'm a Scorpio rising.
Libras cut shit off.
Oh, who's honey, a Scorpio? Y'all, I cut it off
I'm a Scorpio
too.
Rising.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Libras now?
I don't know what
they're
talking about.
Nothing's wrong with Libras. Okay. Libras know how to cut shit off.
Oh, I do. I shut it down.
I cut it off. Are you sure?
Libras can cut shit off. That's my Libra side. I'd be like, listen, I ain't y'all time. I don't.
They do.
I'm not going to come in on that.
Yeah, please don't. Because, I mean, you don't have anything to say about it for real. They're very caring. You know what I mean? Which balances out my Aries side.
That's Libras.
I have First of all,
I know this dude right here.
Libras are Karen.
I care.
Libras are Karen.
I need to find out the rest of his signs, though, because he's rising.
What's your rising?
Do you know your rising sign?
What the hell does that mean?
It's like your birthday, the time you were born, and your location.
So you have a sun sign,
your geographical location of where you were born.
Let me Google this shit.
You can't.
But no, I'm
too fucking much.
No, it's not.
Yeah, they make
it more sense, though, because I'm a Libra.
I'm a rising Capricorn.
No,
I'm a Libra.
Hello. Hello.
I'm just making that up.
Hello. Hello. I don't know if I'm rising.
He made it up.
Don't listen to this Negro.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
He's a Gemini.
Capricorn, stand strong.
Okay.
Oh, she's the Aries sun. Aries sun.
An Aries sun and an Aries moon and a Libra rising. That's
I'm
me.
A Libra with a Scorpio rising.
Who knows? Look, I'm black. I'm an African American.
Exactly.
You a Gemini.
I was born in Birmingham, Alabama. That's what I am.
You a Gemini. Don't know
I'm a Gemini. I'm a very loving and caring person that know how to sell water to a whale.
Okay.
Hey, let's give a shout out. Look, I shitted
on the flips.
I shitted on Marcos before. So let me apologize and say thank you, Marcos, because they brought us another pizza for free.
Wow. I love Marcos.
And guess,
are you crazy?
And guess what kind of? No, it was the last time we ordered. They didn't bring our order till like 2-3 hours after, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. And so.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah.
And guess what kind of pizza it is?
What kind of pizza?
A cheese.
Ooh.
That is
not
I'm about to smoke.
Well, we got an hour already in. So
okay.
Everybody want to give their plugs one more time? I like y'all charities. It make me feel good. You want them to start? Mm-hmm. So one more time.
Yes, I am Sheila, a.k.a. She. You can reach me at Queens of Society on my Instagram, personalbeauty_marks.
All right.
I am Tata Styles. You can reach me at Tata Styles with a Z and also confessionsofapprettygirl.com.
And I'm Rosalyn. And the charity that I'm representing is Free Bikes for Kids Atlanta. They refurbish bikes. They donate them to kids in need. So.
Yep.
Aw, great charities. So follow them. We got some good things coming along.
Good. All right, Ms. Mo.
Great.
All right. See
you. Bye.
Bye.